This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
How to put your energy bill on ice. Step 1, head to the Home Depot. Step 2, pick up a more energy-efficient Energy Star refrigerator for 10% off. Step 3, open your new energy bill. Voila, much cooler.
Right now, get 10% off all appliances of $299 or more. And to help save you even more, we've lowered the price on over 1,000 items throughout the store. At the Home Depot, you can do it, we can help. Ends November 5th, U.S. only. See store for details.
One holiday tradition I have is leaving things till the absolute last minute. Maybe it's not a tradition, but I seem to do it every year. This year, Hilton Garden Inn is going to reward you for thinking ahead. Just book the advance purchase rate online at HGI.com and get up to 25% off your room. And besides a great rate, they have everything you need to have a great holiday. From a restful sleep on their pressure-free garden sleep system beds to a hearty cook-to-order breakfast, Hilton Garden Inn knows every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. Visit HGI.com for details. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
The foulest stenches in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, live from the ESPN 1460 studios,
it's the Doug and Danny Show.
And happy Halloween, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on this final day of October, where we are jam-packed with a lot of football talk, but it's not just football because there are a lot of things going on this weekend. They're partying in Philadelphia still and parading in the streets as the Phillies are celebrating their first world championship since 1980. Huskers in Oklahoma tomorrow night. UNK on the road with football and volleyball. Hastings College volleyball home. We're down to the Class A and B opening round high school football games, and we'll talk about that. Also, don't forget that the Kearney High Omaha West Side game will be on Power 99 FM tonight from Foster Field. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock. Also, C&D, some pretty good action yesterday. Had its share of upsets, had its share of blowouts, had a little bit of everything yesterday in the Class C&D high school football playoffs. And so we will look at that as well. Daddy has his college and NFL selections and Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em all coming your way on the show today. But, Daddy, we start with high school football playoffs from yesterday. Quite a few good games. Some of the kickoff times are starting to roll in. Frustrating today. What, three-fourths of the schools are out today? Does anybody go to school anymore?
About 3.5 days a week. The rest is in service. That's what they call it. It's in service now. Like, why aren't the kids in service? Whatever in service is, that's what they do now.
Well, a lot of good football games yesterday, and you know what? I'm going to go right to the first, maybe the last thing I said on the show yesterday, that I would be amazed if Elm Creek and Kearney Catholic were playing in the West finals or the semifinals of C2. Well, they went out and put some points up last night, but also some of the juggernauts went out and did their job. The Ravenna Thayer Central game, Creighton Cross County, the only close games in the C2 West bracket. Ravenna Kearney Catholic, a 7 o'clock kickoff on Wednesday. Cambridge Blue Hill, 5:30 kickoff on Wednesday. Those games will be on the radio. Elsewhere, some start times that we know of right now. Hastings St. Cecilia and Broken Bow, 7 o'clock kickoff in C1. St. Paul hosting Gothenburg, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Newman Grove at Axtell, 4 o'clock.
By the way, is the sun up in Eustis?
Yeah.
Eustis Farnham, if you're out there, 1-888-455-3776. We just want to make sure you're okay this morning.
What happened? Maxwell Elwood will be at 6 o'clock. So those are some start times that we have. We hope to have more by the end of the show for you.
You know, I think...
Oh, one more, excuse me. Franklin Clearwater Orchard going to play at 3.
I think that Franklin scored much closer than maybe a lot of people thought it would be. Them getting out of the first round. Now, obviously, they advanced, but just a closer ball game.
Well, Ron Evans uses a bag of tricks. This would have been closer on the scoreboard the first time they played, but Amherst kept turning the ball over and had a key one right before the half. And this one had all the scoring in the first half, only one touchdown recorded in the second half of play. So, and again, you know, Eustace Farnham, their first loss of the year, last week, they're out. Franklin's first loss of the year, last week, they, if you want to say they struggle, and they have a close game against Amherst. But there were some other teams, even as high as Class B or C1, saw some upsets.
Now, we will wait till next week to have Bob Jensen on, but you know what? I got a telepathic message from Bob that wanted me to apologize to everybody in Palmer.
For picking him? Yeah.
I want to apologize to everybody in Ravenna for picking you, too, because, you know, you guys have been rolling. You've been scoring some points. And then all of a sudden, just, bleh. What was that?
Yeah, well.
I mean, I just, all of a sudden, you know, I kind of fell in love with a team that I thought was going to be really good this year, and now we're kind of right back to the, bleh.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of...
It's too late in the season. You got to clean it up.
Don't!
If you haven't cleaned it up by now, your season's going to be over shortly.
And I'm going to tell you this. When's the next playoff game? Wednesday? How much more do you have to practice? I mean, right now, what are you practicing? You're not installing a lot of new stuff. You're working on fundamentals.
Break a sweat. You just stay in the shape you're in.
Half hour.
We're talking about practice.
You want to advance on in the playoffs. I'm going to keep harping on this point. I'm going to keep harping on this point until everybody gets it. For a half hour, every day. You don't even have to be at practice. I don't care if it's at practice or what. But if you as a team want to be a winner, then you get your center, you get your holder, and you get a kid to kick that ball through the uprights. Because I could just see it happening. Ravenna was the exact example, and I'm not pinning it on Ravenna, but whoever out there. Ravenna down 7-6 because they went for two on the first touchdown of the game. Why? 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 Snap it, hold it, kick it, make it. It's not that hard, especially for a team, which most of them are running teams. So what are they, Tony? They're strong up front. They block. Don't tell me that you can't keep somebody away from blocking your kick. Snap it, hold it, kick it, or you're going to end up going home because you didn't get a two-point conversion later in the game when you didn't need a two-point conversion.
Doug, you're speaking to the choir here, and you know what another deal is? I thought yesterday, I think a lot of area coaches could take a lesson from Crofton's playbook. They've got the lead. There's 9.5 minutes left in the game. What's their quarterback doing? He's not snapping the ball with 12 seconds left on the play clock. He's watching the back judge. The guy counts it down for you. He does it right in front of everybody. You can sit in the stands and look at the back judge. He counts it down with 2 seconds left. Yeah. You take the time off the clock when you got the lead.
We're trying to help people. There's no need for the quarterback to be looking to the sideline to the coach to tell him when to snap it. If he's your quarterback, unless you got a backup in there, but if he's your quarterback, he has to know that the back judge is counting down the last 5 seconds. And once he does it a couple times, take the snap at 3 and run your play. I mean, just trying to help. It's very simple on a couple of things that we've seen this year. Very simple on a couple of things that we've seen this year.
Well, I think it's one of the another deal is, Doug, another deal is when you get all flustered and you take a timeout and you got the wrong personnel in there and you've got the lead and the clock's running, don't get all flustered over there and scream for a timeout when there's 20 seconds left on the play clock. Go ahead and let the other 18 run off of there. Then calmly call your timeout, then go out and grab the kid that's not supposed to be in the ball game by the face mask and wrench his head around and send him back to the bench. So many times I see somebody jump up and down and go, timeout! Gosh, I've had it with this kid. And you run out there. Well, that doesn't do you any good. Take the time away. Time management becomes so critical. And these games, obviously, the first round games, top to bottom, not a lot of great, I mean, as far as scoring contests, there's not a lot of 3 to 7 point games. Not a lot out there. Top to bottom, probably average 25 points, 30 points. I mean, just teams were a little bit overmatched a little bit.
So that's what's going on with high school football. Just, you know, observations.
Blue Hill, congratulations, a scoring explosion yesterday. 36. Put some points on the board. Another close to shutout. Well, defense is their specialty. I mean, Blue Hill's a team that, you know, gets 21 points, and, hey, they can shut it down because they've got enough to win because the defense has been so good.
Well, we have a lot more to talk about, and we've got some more game times that have just come in. Loomis is going to kick things off at 1:30 against Ewing. Loomis and Ewing, a 1:30 kickoff on Wednesday afternoon. And Grand Island Central Catholic and Pierce will have a 5 o'clock kickoff, that game in Pierce. Central Catholic at Pierce will have a 5 o'clock kickoff. Daddy, why? I give you, we talk off the show, off the air. I say, you know what? There's actually a couple games I like this week. College football, NFL football. And what do? You're on a losing streak, so I see what you do. You write them down, and later in the show you're going to use them as your picks. I cannot believe it.
Well, one of them, I'm just getting my money back for the job that I got when I got a job 2 weeks ago.
Make up your excuses. I just want the public to know that now you're going to my website to get some
of your
winners.
That is not true. That is not true.
You need to get off the Big 12. You've been focusing way too much on the Big 12. And your picks coming up later on the show. Johnny Casito's Pigskin Pick'em. Also, Tom Rudrud, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, going to join us for a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. But, Daddy, tomorrow, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Ted Gilmore, the wide receivers coach, the designated assistant to be at the Big Red Breakfast in Omaha this morning, and saying something to the effect, we're going to go after him. We're going to go after him, which drew rounds of applause. You know, well, yeah. Did you go after Missouri? You know, yeah. Okay, fine. You've went after, I think, everybody. Different results in different games. The point being, though, the last couple of times that Nebraska has went on the road to play a top five team, they kind of laid down against Southern Cal and Oklahoma, just played ball control. Let's go there. Let's get the game over with. Let's get out of there. Let's not try to win. Gilmore says we're going to try to win. By the way, not going to happen, but they're going to try to win. So, could be interesting tomorrow.
The main difference I see, obviously, between this year, Missouri, in which Nebraska thought they had a game plan and it didn't work out, and Oklahoma is obviously where the game is played. I mean, a lot of people maybe gave Nebraska an outside chance because, well, it was in Memorial Stadium. I know I did. I mean, it had been nice since 1978, since Missouri had won in Memorial Stadium. You go to Oklahoma, boy, that's just, yeah, it's just not, I think it would have to be monumental. Bradford would have to go 13 for 32, which is crazy. That's his stat line from last week. But he'd have to throw about four picks, and a couple of them would have to be returned. And I mean, things like that. I mean, it's going to have to be a snowball effect of just good things happening.
Well, Phillip Dillard out. I just think it's going to be a long day for the Nebraska defense. And you can vote on our website, Doug and Daddy poll question, your favorite Nebraska-Oklahoma moment. I'm a little surprised. It's kind of overwhelming. Tom Osborne's 250th win, which occurred in a 63-0 blowout over Oklahoma. That's the overwhelming selection ahead of Johnny Rogers' punt return, Mike Stunts to Eric Crouch, Tom Rude's hit in the 77 game. You know, which that's the one that goes right into my head. That's the one that goes right into my head.
That's I think we're gonna talk a little Nebraska Oklahoma football. And Doug, we meet people from time to time that have knowledge of Nebraska Oklahoma and the rivalry that is. And well, Nebraska football, I guess overall. Steve Bergeson from the Holdridge area is in studio with us this morning, and Steve does not hunt. He does not fish. You don't golf. You live Husker football. You breathe Husker football, Steve. Welcome to our show. Thanks so much for stopping in. We knew Steve might be different than the normal Husker fan when he stopped by and he wrote down the exact score for Nebraska-Oklahoma since 1962 to the present. And me and Derek, I'm not pinning this on Derek, but Derek says, there's no way. So I get out to Nebraska deal, and I'm going back, and it's not like 14-21. You know what I mean? It's like the 25-19. You know, it's like, yep, that's right. And we go through 10 games. Steve, thanks so much for joining us. You go back to the 71 game, mm-hmm. and there's so much. You're like a bibliography, Huskerpedia, if you will. Take us back to the 71 game. What stands out to you? That's obviously your favorite.
Well, I remember it was really cloudy that day, and I remember that there was a lot of tension before that game. Everybody was real nervous in the state of Nebraska. We were good. They were good. They had the wishbone that they had taken it to a new level. And we forced Mildren to keep the ball that day, and he nearly beat us throwing the ball. Our safety, Bill Cush, got beat a couple times by John Harris, something that Devaney and Kiffin didn't anticipate. And that almost did us in. Plus, Mildren had like around 130 yards and took some tremendous shots from our defense. And then at the very end of the game, I remember Larry Jacobson and Rich Glover made two key plays in the last possession. And on Nebraska's historical 74-yard drive, it was a 3rd and 8 to Rogers that was really the key, more than Jeff Kinney's great game of 174 yards and 4 touchdowns. Even though he might not have been the most talented I back in Husker history, it was probably the biggest game, a lot of pressure. Both teams had dominated all year, and I believe their closest game was 20-3 to Missouri, and I think we didn't have a game within any closer than that. It was just both teams were just Goliaths. And I think Oklahoma assumed they were going to beat us. They were running up like nearly 500 yards rushing. And Pruitt was getting the pitch outs, and it was like elementary. He was just down the sidelines. Nobody got him. Well, what Monty Kiffin did was he assigned Willie Harper to go and let the quarterback keep the ball, and he let him go once, and he went 30 yards down the sidelines. It was a gamble, and it was tempting for him to take the other guy. But Mildren's passing to John Harris almost beat us. That was something they didn't anticipate that he threw so well. It was just, that was really our game. Then we played Alabama, and Alabama's Heisman Trophy tailback, Johnny Musil, said, well, it's going to be over in the half. Well, he was right. I believe Nebraska won, was ahead 20-0, and I think pretty much their game plan, it could have been a lot worse, but Devaney played a kind of conservative second half, and Glover was part of their backfield the whole second half, I remember.
Steve, obviously, you go back to the Devaney before that, and you remember the first championship. You were telling me earlier that I had no idea. We had not won a championship since when?
1970. Well, it was 1963. We beat Oklahoma 29-20. When Osborne beat Florida in 95, that kind of, the sting of losing to Oklahoma, Miami, Florida State, really bad there for years. Every Husker fan can identify with that. We really handed it to Florida, and Bobby Bouton, that we lost a controversy game a few years earlier, picked us to lose to both Miami and Florida, and he definitely was picking Florida heavily over us, and like I said, we all saw the results. They couldn't block us, and they couldn't tackle us. It was a physical mismatch in the first degree, and of course, I think the most shocking, when Nebraska went for 3 straight the following year, I can remember we got shut out of Arizona State, and this whole state went into in us total shock the next day, 1996, I believe, and 19-0, and then we played Texas that next year. I think most of the team had the flu, but that was never brought up in the papers much, but inside sources said a lot of the guys had, the players had flu symptoms during game day, and the Doug, you mentioned the 97 game, 62-7, I believe it was, over Oklahoma, Osborne's 250th win. That was really something. I mean, you go back to Oklahoma being down in the late 90s and us being down now, for the most part, Oklahoma and Nebraska in the 70s and 80s, it was lights out. We both battled for the crown. Now Oklahoma's on the upper hand, which we hate to see. And
Steve, you think 1977, or is that when Osborne first, 1978, when Osborne got his first win over Oklahoma, was maybe the game that he needed that saved him from going to Boulder?
Well, yeah, because after we had that rematch against Oklahoma, he was ready to go to Colorado, but he figured that the kids that he recruited, he felt a loyalty, and I don't think Nebraska fans realize how history would have changed if Tom would have left, because he kind of saved Devaney in 69 when he had those 2 6-4 years, offensive coordinator, change our offense, and that was really the the salvation of the program, because if he would have left, we might have seen history a whole different way than we've seen it over the last 40 years.
Yeah, and his health issues, I think, played into that a little bit, too. When you read Coach Osborne's books, it talks about that a little bit. Steve, there's a couple. Everybody has a favorite game, and as you mentioned, game of the century. And I guess maybe even I remember a couple of times when Nebraska lost to Oklahoma. And there in the 80s, when they just seemed to pull out miracle after miracle after miracle, as this... In your eyes, as this rivalry has progressed, a lot of people are saying now it's not like it used to be since it's went to the Big 12 and we don't play them every year. Do you agree with that? Does Nebraska have a rival anymore?
Well, I think all the years that Osborne won all those games, I think everybody, you know, you go to Colorado, there's hostility there, Kansas State. Beating Nebraska because of our success in the past, it's still a big deal, even though we've been down in the Callahan era, Solinger, other than 99, we haven't really done nothing since we beat Oklahoma in 2001. We haven't beat a rated team. In fact, we probably haven't come close. And if you look at these last 7 years, yeah, they've been bad, 9-5-8-4, but it's been way, way below Husker standards. And like Trev Albers used to say on ESPN, he said, you know, our fans are content with 4-5 losses. I mean, they're, because they know we don't have it. And I know my boss at work said that this could be the best line we've had since 2001. Well, it's probably not saying much. I mean, there still seems to be a mentality of pass blocking. And I think Osborne got more out of the players back in the 70s and 80s. I know the game's changed. The players are bigger. But blocking and tackling and doing your job hasn't changed. And, you know, I don't know. I do know that Bobby Bouton is... been in a slump now. Joe Paterno's had some tough years this decade. If Tom would have stayed, would Tom ever had a bad year? Well, in the Big 12, it's possible, but I can't answer that question. Only one person could really answer that question. Tom had a way of inspiring players, I think. I know a couple that I know around Holdridge, and some that I've met said that if there was a problem, they worked on it. They got it corrected. And do you realize you go back to 92, he only lost to one team that ever had a losing record, which means he beat the teams he was supposed to beat. Yeah, Washington State upset him. Iowa State, 19-10 in 92, I remember well. We beat Colorado the previous week, 52-7 in Lincoln, wiped out their 25-game conference winning streak. And I think our players, all they had to do was show up at Ames, and we really got flat and good that day. And Tommy Frazier was a freshman, probably had his worst game of his career, if I remember, probably. He still talks about that to this day. You know, and I think recruiting-wise, you know, the walk-ons, the strength deal, I think Nebraska back in the 70s, 80s, 90s worked harder at that. Now he's all a colleges are even there. We got less scholarships. You're never going to see those consecutive 9-win seasons again. I don't think, guys. I doubt it. And I think most people generally now will say that if we can get a 9-win, 10-win season and we're in position to win something, by means do it. Because I think under Osborne, it was always like, we got there to 9 wins, couldn't beat Oklahoma. But it seemed like they expected every year to be in line. Now, I don't think that's going to happen now. If we're in position to win something, we better do it.
Steve Bergeson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's our Huskerpedia of knowledge. Steve, you can go back through All-Americans and that. But take us back to the 1980s. Give us a Nebraska-Oklahoma game that maybe comes off the radar. Take us back to the 80s. One game that stands out to you, good or bad.
1982, 2024, when Turner Gill was made a big play in Lincoln. That was big. Strasburger's interception. Were they tackling just shy of the goal line? That was huge. And, of course, the 83 stand, Neil Harris, to preserve our unbeaten streak at that time to get us in the Orange Bowl. Mike Rozier had like 205 yards, I believe. He had an unbelievable game. Yeah, those two games ring a bell. And I can remember the 86 game in Lincoln where we had him beat up by 10 in the fourth quarter late.
And Keith Jackson pushed off and caught a
Brian Davis.
That's the one that Doug just...
burns my ass to this day.
Brian Davis got, I don't know, he... I guess he pushed off on Brian Davis there by about the 30-yard line, I remember.
Made a one-handed catch.
And they kicked field goal and beat us, and our players are just kind of sit there stunned, you know. Like, Munford, he was filled to the ground, and our fans just could not believe it.
Well, obviously, this is one of those deals we can talk for hours about Husker football, and we just like to go back, and we meet people all the time, you know, that have a knack. We think you have a very innate ability of Husker football and a knowledge really second to none. We're going to take a quick break. Steve, thanks so much for stopping in today, and we'll do it again in the future here and talk some more Husker football. I'm looking forward to that. We'll be back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
Gee, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
In Vegas, the high rollers never miss a good play. And neither do you when you go to Johnny Casino's, Grand Island's latest entry into dining out. You can watch every Husker game, whether broadcast or pay-per-view, and the NFL Sunday Ticket. Even after your high school game is done, Johnny Casino's has the oven hot with fresh pizza. Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island. And remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will keep you coming back to Johnny Casino's.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it. When truck stops, sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, well, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
It will be more fun than going to a movie.
It'll be more fun than texting your friends.
It'll be more fun than you've had in a long time.
We're talking about the 2008 Central Nebraska Youth Summit on November 1st in Kearney, sponsored by the Buffalo County Community Partners and the Buffalo County Youth Advisory Board.
Yeah, you'll get to meet new friends, learn new skills, and take action in community and have fun.
For more information or to register, visit bcyab.org.
Sign up today and make a difference.
The same technology just used at the Olympics to support and promote healing in world-class athletes is available in central Nebraska. Dr. Carey is trained in the application of and treatment with kinesiotape, an innovative athletic tape used by Olympians as well as the rest of us that both supports and promotes the natural healing process. Kinesiotape is like another layer of skin, flexible, long-lasting, and effective. To find out if kinesiotape is right for your condition, see Dr. Carey at Carey Chiropractic. Get back in the game. Call Dr. Carey today, 308-398-2255.
Saturday, the top-ranked Texas Longhorns travel to West Texas to face the fifth-ranked Texas Tech Red Raiders. This is Kevin Kugler of Westwood One. Join Terry Bowden and me from Lubbock as the high-flying offense of the Red Raiders will aim to outscore quarterback Colt McCoy and the Longhorns' gunslinging offense. It's big-time Big 12 football. Texas. Texas Tech. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
It's a college football doubleheader Saturday. Florida State, Georgia Tech at 2. Texas Tech at 6:30 on ESPN Radio.
Every week, there's a new webcast featuring Tri-City Storm coach Tom Rudrud and hosted by the arena voice of the Storm, Derek Stinson. Brought to you by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. Click on ESPNSuperstation.com to see the Tri-City Storm Coach's Corner webcast.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 70. Winds will also turn to the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see clear skies at a low around 40 as winds will stay light out of the southeast. We'll see highs back around 70 on Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, a Halloween edition, where I've dressed up as Daddy, and, well, it's impossible for you to dress up as me.
That is so true.
You dressed up as Derek, though, so good job by you. And Derek, I don't know what he's dressed up as today.
Crazy little bearded man.
That's what he is. 1-888-455-ESPN. Don't forget that's the number you'll need to know for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Also, you can email the Dent Pomper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Plus, Daddy's College and Pro selections coming up. And in just a moment, we'll talk a little hockey with Tom Rudrud, the head coach of the Tri-City Storm. But Kearney High's at home tonight. Huskers are playing on TV tomorrow.
Sounds like a tailgate.
Could be some chow. And across from Bob's Superstore, T-Bone is out front ready to greet you at Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend. And big game hunters, don't forget to bring in your clean, boneless deer trim, and Troutman's will make it into your favorite summer sausage, jerky, or snack steak. It's hard to believe that we're at that time of the year already, but yes, they are. And Carrie can tell you a whole lot more what you need to know if you're bringing in to get your sausage, your jerky, your sticks. On special this week, Flatiron USDA Choice Black Angus London Broil Steaks.
Oh, so good. So good. Well, everything at Troutman's is good, but they're on special. That's even better.
Let Carrie be your personal butcher. Always welcome with special requests. Thanksgiving fast approaching, so don't forget to order your boneless bone-in hams and smoked turkeys. Reserve them today at Troutman's Quality Meats, where they have the freshest sausages in town, fresh ground beef, bratwurst, Polish kielbasa, andouille. And, folks, Carrie says he's remaining optimistic. Go Huskers. May pull the upset tomorrow against Oklahoma. So, folks, Troutman's Quality Meats, it's across from Bob's Superstore in Kearney. We say it all the time. If you've been there, you're going back. If you haven't been there, you need to be, because it is the best around at Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. Well, the Tri-City Storm getting ready to play at home a pair of games as they welcome in that dastardly devil, Bliss Littler, in Omaha tonight. It is ESPN night at the Storm, and the Storm also home tomorrow night. Face-off set at 7:05. It's Frankenstein night. Throw the Frank in the Stein. I was practicing that earlier in the week. Not very good. I figure maybe I should use a frozen Frank, and I'd have a better chance. I don't know.
Would it break anything?
No, we got big steins.
Okay.
Big steins. Looks like something maybe they was taken out of your basement. That's all I'm going with.
Little frat house stein.
That'll be going on during intermission, going on, of course, on the ice. The Storm getting ready to take on Omaha, and we are pleased again to be joined by head coach Tom Rudrud. Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. How's it going, man?
It's going pretty good, and it's good to be here.
Well, let's start with the team. Obviously, a lot of young kids have taken some bumps. We've seen some high-scoring games. We've seen some lower-scoring games by the Storm. Obviously, if you're 2-7, you don't want to be 2-7. You want to be 9-0. You played 9 games. So that aside, tell me a little bit about the progress the team's made through the first 9 games of the season.
Well, I think that hey, we don't have any excuses. Right now, we haven't been playing well. We've been finding ways to lose rather than finding ways to win. And I think last week we lost 2 to Chicago, and they were very disheartening. We had a real good week in practice. Saw much improvement in the games, but still just a matter of coming up short in a couple of areas. And we've gone back to work on that, and I'm expecting that we're going to have some better results this weekend.
Tom, it kind of looks like from the outside, like when you get goal scoring, you don't get goaltending, and kind of vice versa. Is that what it's been?
Well, hey, I think that we're not playing consistently all over the ice. Like you said, when we've been scoring goals, I don't know if it's just goaltending. I don't know that we've been real good defensively. Maybe we're gambling a little too much in the offensive zone and not taking care of our defensive responsibilities, and that's why we're able to score more goals. But on the flip side, we're not doing a very good job of keeping them out of our own net too.
Joined now by the head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Tom Rudrud. Coach, as you get ready for this homestand this weekend, I'm guessing kind of important to get the puck in the net, get a couple of wins this weekend. What have you been working on this week?
Well, I think what we have been working on is our systems. We've been kind of sloppy with them, and that's, as I was mentioning, I think that's one of the reasons why we've had some high scoring games and giving up the number of goals that we have been. And I'm talking about systems offensively. I'm talking about systems in the neutral zone. As far as our systems in the defensive zone, we have a knowledge of what we're supposed to be doing there. We just haven't been executing the way we need to.
Tommy, we talked about what a young team it is. 9 games into the season, how much of it is just simply a maturation process and getting kids acclimated to this level of hockey?
Well, I think that's a big part of it. I really like our skill level and what we're capable, what we should be capable of doing on the ice. We just have to come together, learn to play for each other, and learning how to win is a big part of this. And I think that when you have the number of young guys that we have, it doesn't come immediately. And I don't want to make excuses. These guys we have to step up as a team and get through that maturation process very quickly here.
Tom Rudrud, head coach of the Tri-City Storm, is joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're going to be without Mike Cicci next week because of the World Junior A Challenge in one aspect. That's awesome that there's a kid that can go play in that because he's talented, but he is probably the most talented kid on the team, and now you're going to be without him. How does that affect tell me a little bit first about him getting selected and then what you do in his absence.
Well, it's a team of mostly 90 birth dates. There's a couple of 91s, and they're allowed to bring with them a few 89 birth dates, and they're the best players in our league, best players at that age in the country, and as a result, they take this team up to Camrose, Alberta, and they play against the best players of that age from other countries. And Mike is definitely shown that he's one of the most skilled players of his age, and he's had a pretty good start for us. He's been a leader, so we're going to miss him when he's gone. He actually leaves first thing Saturday morning, so we'll miss him this Saturday as well and the following weekend. And that's a great honor for Mike to have that opportunity, and hopefully he goes in and uses his abilities and his leadership, and they come back with a gold medal. We're going to have to change up our lines a little bit. He's a big part of our power play, kills penalties. So there's going to be some guys that don't get the amount of ice that they are used to from past experience that are going to have to step up and play more and come up big. So it's a great opportunity for some other guys as well.
Tom, can you single anybody out that's going to step in that role, or is it kind of a group approach here?
Well, I think it's pretty much a group approach. We'll have a couple guys that don't typically get power play time that will step in and use power or be on the power play. We'll use different guys to fill in killing penalties where his absence is going to be felt big time.
It is Halloween, Tom. Do you have anything in store for the visitors' locker room tonight?
Oh, nothing in store for the visiting locker room. It's been mandated though that the coaching staff for the Tri-City Storm is gonna show up and they're gonna be wearing referee attire. So we'll see how that flies.
Tommy, hey, best of luck. I want to get Robbie in here for just a couple of minutes because I know you guys got some promotions going on. But we'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
Tommy Rudrud joining us, head coach of the Tri-City Storm. And now Robbie, the director of public relations, rolls in. You guys always got something going on. And, of course, tonight we've got ESPN night. Tomorrow you battle with a Husker night game. There's nothing you can do there, but you're going to do some special things with that. And then you're going to keep these guys busy on Sunday with some sled hockey. So let's start with tonight. Have you been practicing your Frankenstein toss?
I haven't. No.
You got something to do this afternoon then?
Well, yeah. I'm already set up for tonight. Maybe I should start getting some practice in. But, no, we got a lot of things going on tonight. We're going to have some trick-or-treating out on the concourse. Storm girls are going to be around passing out candy. I think we're going to have six different stations around the concourse. Have a haunted house set up in one of the suites. And anybody that comes, oh, I shouldn't say anybody, any kid that comes out in a costume will get a $5 standard ticket. So that's about what we've got going on for tonight. Big rivalry game, you know, coming in. And, you know, it should be a good night. Should be nice and fun.
Obviously, it doesn't stop there. Mention what you've got with Oklahoma. Obviously, playing for Nebraska in football, can't do anything about it. But you've got promotions going on that night as well.
Right. Battling the Huskers tomorrow night. We're going to try to create the biggest Nebraska party in the state tomorrow. Cabela's has joined up with us. We're going to do an outdoor appreciation night for them. They're going to have a bunch of stuff out there. They're going to be coming out about probably 5:30, and they're going to be setting up, and there's going to be all sorts of things for you guys to look at and talk to them about. And like you said, with the Husker Watch Party, we're going to have drink specials. We're going to have food specials. Just trying to create a buzz, and you know, for the people that haven't been to Lincoln yet, to Memorial Stadium, to take in a Husker game, we're going to give you guys a special sneak peek of the 2008 tunnel walk. So we'll be playing that in the pregame tomorrow night.
And then you get done with the official hockey, and you've got something different on Sunday.
Yeah, we've got a, from noon to one, we've got a sled hockey exhibition. We're bringing the guys out. We're going to put them in sleds, and they're going to take on some fellow sled hockey players. It should be pretty interesting.
Now, Daddy, you
were very
unsafe.
I know where you're going. No.
You were asked to compete in this, but bobsled's not allowed. Because they couldn't find a sled, really. Yeah,
it's like IndyCar racing for me. It just doesn't work.
Even with your workout regimen, still a little, just a tad bit over. Maybe next season.
More snaps, more pops. It's really about crunches, people. It really is, and I'm still working on that.
Well, Robbie, Tom, we thank you as always for popping in. I know you guys are busy, and so we'll let you get on the road and invite everybody out to see Storm Hockey tonight, tomorrow night. Face off set for 7:05.
All righty. Thanks a lot for having us.
Take care, gang. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. If you have yet to go up against us, well, I guess it's time to beat us down. We're on our second two-game losing streak in the history of this show, so you have a chance to extend it to the longest losing streak ever, but it ain't going to happen. But you get your crack. Caller 7-1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. You're going against Doug and Daddy after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Please turn your head and cough.
Very few things in life are more uncomfortable.
The new NFL Mobile Live from Sprint. With a great phone like the Moto Razr VE20 and get live NFL network games, radio coverage, red zone alerts, and more. The VE20's got a large display with quick touch controls, so you get the NFL right now, wherever and however you want it. Download NFL Mobile Live on Sprint phones like the new Moto Razr VE20 for free at Sprint.com/NFL. Or text NFL to 7777. Standard text and data rates apply. A 3 cent per kilobyte charge applies without a data plan. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select phones. Other restrictions apply.
At Microtel, everyone's in seventh heaven. Is it because we have free wireless internet in every room, our MicroPass frequent guest program, free get up and show breakfast, or the free local and long distance calls? Maybe it's because for the seventh year in a row, Microtel was again ranked highest in guest satisfaction among economy budget hotels by J.D. Power and Associates. Wow, 7 years in a row. Somebody must really like us. Book a great hotel at an even greater price. Visit MicroTelIn.com. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to JDPower.com.
If you're a business owner looking to reach potential customers, where do you turn? Your first path, Yellow Book. And adding Yellow Book can help people find you. If they search online, then your second path is clear. Advertise on yellowbook.com. And what about search engines? Follow your third path. Yellow Book can place your ad across the internet. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW today to advertise your business. That's 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Or visit yellowbook.com. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
Free admission, free food, free agricultural information. See 225 exhibitors at the Gateway Farm Expo November 12th and 13th at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Enjoy a full 2 days packed with innovative products and services. Get the most up-to-date agricultural information from exhibitors and speakers.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
The foundation of a sound marketing plan begins with an estimated cost of production. In recent weeks, AgWest Commodities has helped dozens of Western Corn Belt producers determine per bushel break-evens for 2009. Let us assist you in determining your next year's cost of production. Give us a call, 866-WE-HEDGE, or email your request through our website, goagwest.com.
You gotta go agwest.com. Go AgWest.
Step into Culver's and you'll experience fresh, delicious food served with a great big side of friendly smiles and warm hospitality. That's what it means to be Culverized. Their signature butter burger is made from fresh, never frozen, 100% U.S. raised beef and seared on a hot grill to seal in that juicy flavor. Our mouth-watering menu also features 45 other palate-pleasing items for you to sink your teeth into. Grab a butter burger, small fries, and a drink today and get Culverized at Culver's on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, Nebraska, Oklahoma. We go to the Dead Popper inbox. Bucko chimes in, says, speaking of the Nebraska-Oklahoma 1986 game, I still have a set of keys to our house.
Oh, Broderick Thomas.
I was
thinking
of that when we were talking about it, Broderick Thomas. I'll still never forget. I didn't remember that it was 86. I thought maybe it was 87 or 88 because we played him back-to-back with the Lincoln Journal-Star. I've brought this up before. The front page photo Sunday morning, somebody had got a for sale sign and stuck it in front of Memorial Stadium. You know, our house for sale after Oklahoma had won. It was an epic, great, great photograph. Hey, it's time for Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. Johnny Casino's just off Highway 281 west of the Conestoga Mall in Grand Island. And Aaron and Carney has picked up a $25 gift card and now gets his shot to make history, sending Doug and Daddy to their third consecutive loss after being undefeated. We feel somewhat like South Florida today, trying to shake this losing streak. Aaron, how you feeling?
Pretty good.
Now, a lot of people say this is a great weekend of college football, and I think there's a lot of, you know, the point spreads are close on some games. I think we got some close games. But as we go down this list, I just want the listeners to think, besides Florida, Georgia, and Texas, Texas Tech, what other really good marquee games are there? I didn't even include Tennessee and South Carolina. That's not even on the list. So let's get after it. And, Aaron, we will start with Miami of Florida at Virginia. Who you got?
I'm going to take Virginia.
Daddy, I took Virginia. Evidently, something happened down there, and I still don't think Miami's good.
I've got Virginia as well.
Iowa at Illinois, I'm going to take the Hawkeyes. Daddy, what about you?
I'm taking the Hawkeyes as well.
Aaron?
I'm going to go with Illinois.
Yeah, that's probably the smart pick. Colorado at Texas A&M. Daddy?
I've got Colorado.
Aaron?
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M was one of the games that did us in last week. I am taking Colorado. I have a hunch. Again, I have yet to release my play of the year, but I believe this is close. I'm 3-0 on the four-star, should call it, but I'm not calling it the play of the year, but it could be 4-0 on four stars. I really think Colorado got a good shot here. We'll find out. Pittsburgh at Notre Dame. Aaron, who you like?
Notre Dame.
I have taken Notre Dame, Daddy.
I as well, but very close.
Closer than the experts think. Florida at Georgia. Daddy, I am going to take the Bulldogs at home, Georgia. Who do you have?
Well, I've given up on what I can do, so I just listened to Colin Cowherd. He picked Florida over Georgia, so I'll take Florida.
Aaron?
I'll go Florida, too.
Let's go to Florida State at Georgia Tech. Daddy, who you got?
I've got the Ramblin' Wreck, that new offense.
Aaron, who do you like?
Georgia Tech.
All right, I'm going to go with Bobby Bowden. He's evidently had some good suggestions to the coaching staff this week. I'm going to go with Florida State. Oregon at California, and I guess it's your turn to pick first, Aaron.
California.
Daddy?
I will take Oregon in the upset.
You know, I guess everybody thinks that Cal is going to run the table till they get to USC, and so I'm going to take Cal. Wisconsin at Michigan State, I'm going to take Wisconsin. Daddy?
I will take the Spartan.
And Aaron?
I'm going with the Spartans also.
This looks like a heck of a 5-5 week for one of us, or both of us. And finally, or not finally, Clemson at Boston College. I take Boston College. Tony?
I as well.
And Aaron?
Boston College.
And now the game of the week. Texas at Texas Tech. Some people are starting to take Tech. The line is going down in Vegas. Aaron, who do you got?
I'm going with the Longhorns.
I am going with the Longhorns. Daddy.
I'm gonna go with the Longhorns as well. I've just heard too much talk about the upset this week. And gosh, they beat what? They beat 1 Oklahoma. They beat 7 Oklahoma State. They beat 11 Missouri. They beat, I mean, go, you know, after this. By the way, Doug, we were talking about this yesterday. Texas, after this, Baylor, Kansas, and A&M.
There you go. There you go. Watch out for Baylor next week. But Mack Brown already said that this morning on ESPN. He was on with Van Pelt, I think, yesterday. He said, we just have to make sure that we don't let down after this week. So he's already aware of that, which makes me scared that Texas could run the table. And we got to go to the tiebreaker, Nebraska-Oklahoma. Total points in the game. Aaron, what do you got?
66.
You know, I like that pick. That is very good. Daddy, total points.
I've got 75.
Man, you know, I looked at what they say the over-under is supposed to be at 73. I just don't think it's going to get there. And then I get to thinking, well, Nebraska is going to get walloped because Oklahoma can score, and supposedly Nebraska can score, and it's not going to be as close as the Texas Tech game, but that was still 68 points. So I'm going to go with 68 points. Aaron, hey, $25 gift card coming your way. Best of luck. And if you make us a three-game losing streak, we will send the Tricksters to your place.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks, buddy. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show because when we come back, it's Daddy's NFL and college selections.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. All your important files are on your office computer. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to a CD, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle, headache. I've got a great solution. The perfect one, actually. I've used it. GoToMyPC. So you can take your office wherever you go. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from internet-connected computers anywhere in the world. Use all your programs and files and check email. Access anything on your desktop or network with GoToMyPC. You'll never have to worry about forgetting a file or missing an important email. I've used it. Instead of going back to work, I use it constantly at ESPN. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today, an exclusive 45-day free trial just for my listeners. This offer is only available if you use the promo code Colin. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the orange Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Colin. Access your PC anytime, anywhere. I do it. You should do it. And once you use it, you'll never go back. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you're a business owner looking to reach potential customers, where do you turn? Your first path, Yellow Book. And adding Yellow Book can help people find you. If they search online, then your second path is clear. Advertise on yellowbook.com. And what about search engines? Follow your third path. Yellow Book can place your ad across the internet. Call 1-800-YB-YELLOW today to advertise your business. That's 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Or visit yellowbook.com. Wherever you look, Yellow Book.
Destination fun continues at Cunningham's Journal. This weekend, head downtown and enjoy the sounds of the Josh Davis Band while relaxing in the laid-back atmosphere that Cunningham's has to offer. Seasons may be changing, but the best place in Kearney for live entertainment and great drink specials never does. Your destination for fun should always be Cunningham's. And don't forget about football every Sunday all day in high def with 25-cent wings and drink specials. Cunningham's Journal on the bricks in downtown Kearney. Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see sunny skies develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature of around 70. Winds will also turn to the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see clear skies and a low around 40 as winds will stay light out of the southeast. We'll see highs back around 70 on Saturday. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
We're back, Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm going to get to my picks in just a minute, but folks, we're talking about winners, and that's why we talk about Dyna-Gril here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's proven itself in your fields with corn hybrids like 57B94, 57T61. We can go on and on. They still have those hybrids, but they've introduced more VT triple corn hybrids, which will impress your fields. New hybrids like 57V07, 57V15 are just a couple. Call them today. They will get a hold of your local Dyna-Gril dealer and put you in touch with them. 1-800-652-9298. They know you expect to receive consistently outstanding product. Dyna-Gril seed has developed strict quality standards to ensure excellent vigor and emergence, increase stands, and maximize yield potential. With yield potential maximized, profitability is maximized. That's what it's about for your farming operation. That's what makes us say fish, barrel, bang. That's what they do at Dyna-Gro. 1-800-652-9298. Get in touch with your local Dyna-Gro seeds dealer today. Join.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There you go. We're blowing up stuff all over. Go to the Dent Popper inbox. We go to the Dent Popper inbox.
Yeah, that's fine.
Doug and Daddy Show. I completely agree with Doug that the Huskers are going to win on Saturday, that it would be one of the biggest upsets of the year in college football. I do want the Scurs to win, but to be honest with yourselves, delusional Husker fan, we do not have a legitimate shot against this team. I'm so tired of the delusional fan I could scream, especially the ones on the other broadcast at nighttime. They are homers so much that I can hardly stand to listen. Thanks, Aaron and Carney. P.S. The Royals made a very underrated trade on Wednesday, getting Mike Jacobs. Kind of reminds me of the Twins and what we just made under the radar trade that could have ended up being a great deal. Oh, and Lou Holtz should be nominated for Turkey of the Freaking Millennium. Thanks for the email, Aaron. Yeah, the Royals get rid of Leo Nunez and pick up my power hitter Mike Jacobs, the first baseman from the Florida Marlins. How'd you like to be Leo Nunez, Derek?
Wow.
Hey, lucky you. You
yeah, get
go,
that phone call, huh?
You gotta go play in Miami in front of 3,800 fans tonight.
Nice. Good stuff there.
Now it's time for my college and NFL predictions. We are 500. We are dead 500 on the year. We've got to come out of this funk. Colorado at A&M. I said last week I want my money back on A&M after I lost it on Texas Tech against A&M. The Buffs come in after first shutout in 242 games. The Aggies allowed 34 first downs, 583 yards. The Cyclones, I'm going to gobble up 3.5 points. I will take Colorado. Washington
really
State at Stanford.
Really, you would take Colorado on my four-star play?
I'm betting against until I get my money back. That's all I'm doing. Washington State at Stanford. The Cougars have lost 54-9 in all line games this year. Take Stanford. Lay those 30 points. It's been free money all year. Pittsburgh plus 5 at Notre Dame.
I'll take Washington State.
Pitt has covered last two road games by 18.5 and 18. I'll take 5 points. And Notre Dame wins, but it's very exciting down the stretch. Missouri at Baylor, 21 points. Tigers are still pissed. Chase Daniel, not happy. Take Missouri, lay the 21. They should blast Baylor, even if it is in Waco. I head to the NFL. Arizona at St. Louis. Kurt goes home. St. Louis, though, playing better under Hazlitt. I'm going to take those 3 points. I'm going to take the home dog in St. Louis. Baltimore at Cleveland. The Browns' defense has held 9 of last 11 under 20 points. The Browns run a 16-5 spread run. I will take Cleveland to beat my Baltimore Ravens, minus 1.5. Miami at Denver. Denver minus 3. Shanahan 12-1 against the spread off of a bye versus non-division foe. I'm going to lay those 3 points. Denver gets the win at home. Those are my college and NFL selections.
Three home teams in the NFL, the Rams, the Browns, the Broncos, and three road teams in college, Colorado, Missouri, Pitt, plus he takes Stanford against Washington State. The times are now out for the second round of Class C and D playoffs. Want to run those down before we get out of here. Here we go. In Class C1, these are the area games. 4 o'clock, Gothenburg at St. Paul. 5 o'clock, Grand Island Central Catholic at Pierce. 7 o'clock, Broken Bow will be at Hastings St. Cecilia. In C2, area games, here are the kickoff times for Wednesday. At 5 o'clock, Creighton at Elm Creek. At 5:30, Cambridge at Blue Hill. At 7, Plainview at Hardington Cedar Catholic. And also at 7, Ravenna at Kearney Catholic. In Class D1, 3 o'clock, it will be Clearwater Orchard at Franklin. 4 o'clock, Newman Grove at Axtell. 6 o'clock, Giltner at Burwell. And Elwood at Maxwell in Class D1. And in Class D2, 1:30 in the afternoon, Ewing at Loomis. 5 o'clock, Ansley at Hayes Center. 6:30, Pleasanton at Anselmo Myrna. And 7 o'clock, Bruning Davenport at Lawrence Nelson. Those games coming up on Friday. Good luck to the A and B teams tonight. Don't forget Kearney High, Omaha West Side on our sister station, Power 99 FM. Pregame at 6:30, kickoff from Foster Field at 7. And we want to say congratulations and best of luck to Les Livingston, who announced today that he is stepping down as Kearney High tennis coach. He's been in the business. He's been teaching, or he's been coaching for 34 years. He'll continue to teach science at Kearney High, and he'll work with the tennis program. But Les, who's always been extremely kind to us and has done a great job with Kearney High, going to step down after 34 years.
I want to give a shout-out before we get out of here to the Loomis Wolves. Great win yesterday, great turnaround on a season that coming off of basically just a miserable season.
Loomis and Loop City both went 0-8 last year, made the playoffs, and Loomis gets a win. So best of luck to the Wolves. Hey, we want to thank all the folks who joined us today, including Tom Rudrud, head hockey coach of the Tri-City Storm. Mondays with Merck and Moore, Stu Pospisil probably going to join us as well. Something. We'll see you Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, enjoy it. And
bye-bye.
Happy Halloween.
Boo.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.